Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Business Leaders of Today. Presented by Tess Turin, digital account specialist with CBS Local Media, and Chris Horn, co-founder of VocalLogic.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Business Leaders of Today. Our show introduces the brightest business leaders and the best companies around our great city of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Tess Turin with CBS Local Media, your host, and I have across from me co-host Chris Horn with VocalLogic Business Telephone Systems. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Tess. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Pretty good.
TGIF.
Indeed.
I don't think I could take another day this week.
No? It's been a rough one, huh?
It's been a long one. It's been a long one.
What have you been up to?
Wow. A lot of digital marketing. You know, Atlanta in the springtime just, you know, blooms. So everybody's busy. Everybody wants to get their marketing in order. Everybody wants to get business. So been doing a lot of e-marketing campaigns, a lot of behavioral marketing campaigns, a lot of TV campaigns. So been a busy, busy lady.
That's good.
Yes. How about you? What's going on with VocalLogic?
We've actually started a new service, basically. A lot of our customers don't even know that we do web hosting. And there's a lot of web hosting companies out there, but we do things, we have a slight niche, you would say, in what we do. We've been picking up a lot of new customers that have had their websites hacked. And basically what happens is your site gets hacked from whether it's not updated, you know, you get viruses or Trojans and things like that. And then Google blocks you. And then there's a whole process that goes involved with getting whitelisted back on Google. And
right.
So what we've done is created a way that we can catch that before it makes it that far.
Oh, wow.
So we have a service now that will update your site anytime there's an update that comes out. We actually physically, like a human is actually looking at your website every day. To make sure that there's no problem. So it's a new thing. We haven't ironed out all the details yet. We're probably next week we'll have like a big release over it. So
now with this hosting that you do, is there a set fee or does it depend on the client?
It's actually it's a set fee.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very affordable. I would say it's probably about 2.5 to 3 times as much as you would pay for normal hosting.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not just setting up a site and just letting it run.
Right. Managing it.
Really managing it.
Wow. Okay.
From a anytime, you know, if a lot of sites use WordPress. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So and everybody finds all these plugins that they want to use, and a lot of them vulnerabilities are found, and people aren't updating their site. And
right.
So what we do is we monitor all that. So all of the plugins and everything that you create, we monitor it. And then when we see an update comes out, we have basically a list of all the sites that are using that plugin, and we go in and update them for you.
Very cool.
So,
well, we have an excellent show for you all today. Our guests in the studio are David Scott. He is with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Metro Brokers. He is a realtor. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. And yourself?
Doing pretty good. How's the real estate business?
Fantastic.
Awesome. And we also have Elaine Bylos. She is from Unforgettable Voyage Cruise Planners American Express. Is that correct?
That's correct. Good morning.
Owner and operator?
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful. I can't wait to talk to you about some cruises. I love me some cruising.
Wonderful.
And we also have, last but not least, Vanda. You are going to have to help me with that last name.
Tejeda.
Okay. Vanda Tejeda, founder, CEO of To Be a Woman?
Correct.
To Be a Woman. Okay. I got to learn more about this because I am a woman.
I know, right?
Okay. Very good. Well, we're going to start with David today. And so tell me, David, how long have you been in the real estate business?
I've been in the real estate business for 9 years.
9 years. I'm sure you've seen some ups and downs and all arounds on that ride, huh?
Yes, I have.
So tell me what's going on in the Atlanta market right now as far as real estate is concerned.
As far as real estate is concerned, the Atlanta market, things are improving. As a matter of fact, this year we're 12% above what we were last year in terms of homes on the market. And the buyers are able to secure financing much better than they had been. Homes are not staying on the market as long as they had been. A lot of the homes now are beginning to sell at current market value as opposed to foreclosed or short sale value. So all in all, things are getting much better.
Being a homeowner myself, I've that's the way to go, obviously, buying, you know, actually even foreclosures. I mean, me and my husband bought foreclosures. Do you have any experience in foreclosure homes?
Yes.
Can you still get the good deal on foreclosures like you used to in the market?
Well, I think that sometimes the good deal is somewhat of a misnomer. Mm-hmm. Because the bottom line is whatever you pay for the property is the actual value of the property. The banks aren't giving away properties. Mm-hmm. And I try to tell my clients that if you pay less for the property but have to spend more money in the property, you might as well just buy a more expensive property to begin with.
Interesting.
Some of those lower priced homes, you can go in and they need an AC system. They almost need to be completely gutted. So right. It all depends on the condition of the home, whether or not a foreclosure is actually a good bargain or not.
And location, I would think,
and location,
right?
As
location,
well.
Location, location, location.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a ton of real estate agents out there. I mean, if you were talking to somebody and they asked you, well, why should I use you as a real estate agent? Like what would be an answer you would give them?
Well, the first thing I would tell them is that I'm very good at what I do. I've been doing it for a long time. Customer service matters a great deal to me. I don't hold particular office hours. I'm available to my clients whenever they need me. It is important to me to service the client. One of the things that pleases me the most is at the end of the transaction when I see a smile on the client's face that either their home was sold at the price that they wanted or they were able to purchase the home of their dreams. So that's what it's about for me. It's about customer service, and I deliver a high level of it, and I believe in superior customer service.
So, David, tell me, what do you specialize in, commercial or residential?
I specialize in residential. However, I have done some commercial leasing.
Mm-hmm. So what is the percentage of your business in referrals from previous clients?
I would say that 85% of my business is either former clients or referrals from former clients.
Mm-hmm. That contests that you do a very good job, obviously, for your customers.
Yes.
Referrals, I would think, in your business are extremely important. You know, being in marketing myself with CBS, I understand how important it is to market your business. You know, and you know, being on your own, being, you know, you kind of really have your own business here virtually.
Right.
What have you found to be, obviously, you know, referrals are a big part of it, but what have you found to be the most effective way to market your business? Or have you even really dabbled into, you know, paid marketing at this point? Or have you ever had to?
Well, primarily, I market through the real estate book, you know, okay. for new clients. I also believe
in... Is that the Better Homes and Gardens real estate book?
No, it's the actual real estate book.
Okay.
The Metro Atlanta real estate book.
Okay, gotcha.
You know? So we market in there. We'll put listings in there, or we'll put advertisements in there that advertise us personally in our business. But I also... I believe in pressing the flesh. I believe in getting out, meeting people, handing out business cards, talking to people, answering questions for people out in the field. So that's kind of a way that I kind of get out and get to know people, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of bringing in new business. And then a lot of my business is also giving real estate advice. You know, occasionally we do seminars and things like that where we explain the real estate buying process and different things like that. So that's another way of getting out information and having people know who you are.
Perfect. Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin from CBS and Chris Horn from Vocal Logic. And we are speaking with David K. Scott from Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, our realtor.
So I was in the process of buying a house, and I think the whole, you know, you putting money in escrow and the due diligence period, and it was for the first time for me, it was kind of a daunting process because, you know, you put this money in and you don't know if you're going to be able to get it back if something goes wrong, which actually ended up happening in our case. And, you know, the due diligence period, you know, like if I were to change my mind, like, can you explain just a little bit like how that works?
Okay. Well, actually, during the due diligence period, the contract is only an optional contract. It's not binding at that point. The purpose of due diligence is for inspection purposes, where you can send an inspector out to assess the condition of the home. You can submit what we call an amendment to request repairs. If the seller agrees to make the repairs that are acceptable to you, then you can go ahead and purchase the home. If the seller says we're not going to make the repairs, you're not willing to make them yourselves, during the due diligence period, you can get out of the contract. After the due diligence period, the contract becomes binding. You cannot simply walk away from the contract. If you walk away from the contract, by being in default, you're going to lose your earnest money, and there's also a chance that a lawsuit can be brought forth for breach of contract. And I have had sellers threaten lawsuits for buyers wanting to walk away from the deal after binding agreement.
So, I mean, what is, other than just personal reasons, I guess, what would be a reason why someone would just walk away after it's made it that far?
Some people become concerned with whether or not, believe it or not, some people become concerned whether or not they can make the monthly mortgage payments. Some people get cold feet.
Buyer's remorse
sometimes happens, you know. But see, the thing that I try to explain to the buyer, I try to explain as much to the buyer up front as I can to make sure that they're sure and to make sure that they're comfortable, that they can afford the mortgage, that they have the earnest money, that they have their financing in place, that everything is in place, so that we don't get to that point where they feel a need to back out of the deal.
I see. So speaking of financing, if someone already had financing, is it still a good idea to talk to you? Is that in order for them to see you, do they need to have the financing already in place is what I meant. I'm sorry.
It would be better for them if they already had financing in place, because then it lets us know what price range they're in.
So we can begin to show.
Right. Pre-approval. Pre-approval if it's a loan. A letter to the bank if it's cash, stating how much it is that you're willing to pay.
Okay.
The reason for that is because it doesn't make sense for us to take you out to look at a $200,000 home if you can only afford $100,000.
Gas isn't cheap these days, is it, David?
Right.
Believe me, I feel you there. I'm in the same boat being in consultative sales. You know, you get people to call you up. I want to do a TV show. Okay, well, when would you like that TV show to air? I'm thinking about next year sometime. Like, really? Next year? Well, give me a call next year.
Right, right. And the other thing, too, is that all offers now must accompany proof of funds. So especially if it's bank-owned property, foreclosures, short sales, things like that that require bank approval, they will absolutely require proof of funds. If you don't submit proof of funds with your offer, they won't accept the offer.
All right. So let's turn this on to the selling end. The initial, basically what happened with me is, you know, we went and the inspection did not go well. And we decided that it was way too much. Seller wasn't really going to budge. And, you know, we walked away. If I was the seller of this house, like, what should I do to prepare? Like, what do I need to repair? What do I not? What do I just, you know, like, what are some things that I should do to prepare?
Well, one of the things that you want to do is you want to declutter. You want to declutter. You want to make sure that the property is clean.
Yeah, don't look like a hoarder.
Right.
are coming over to your home.
Right. You want to depersonalize. If there's any family pictures, you want to remove them. The reason is because you want the buyer to see themselves in your home. If they see pictures of your family and everything, they see it as your house and not their house.
Interesting.
You want to make sure that the landscaping is current. Curb appeal is extremely important. A lot of buyers will assume that if you're not taking care of the outside, you aren't taking care of the inside either. A fresh paint job, preferably neutral colors, works. I prefer selling properties sold as is, as opposed to having a seller spend a lot of money in the place for cosmetic repairs, because a lot of times, for instance, you may spend $30,000 on a kitchen remodeling, but an appraiser may only give you $18,000 for it. So I'd rather see you take money off than put money in.
Right.
But in terms of a little bit of paint, maybe freshening up the carpet, definitely curb appeal, declutter and depersonalize, and making sure that the house is clean and presentable for showing are all things that are beneficial and useful.
Okay. What about the best time? Like, what's the best time of the year?
The best time of the year, I would say, would be spring or summer. especially for people with children, because they're looking to sell their house and buy another house in time for their children to be back in school. So I would say generally spring and summer are the better times of the year to place your house on the market.
Now, have you found, switching over to the mortgage side, the financial side, have you found that people are getting approved a little bit more these days than versus 2 or 3 years ago? I know it was really tough there for a while for a lot of hardworking people to get approved by banks unless you had A1 credit. How has that been working in the marketplace?
Well, financing still hasn't gotten back to where it was in terms of ease. It's still not as easy as it was, but it's easier than it had been.
What's the current interest rate right now?
The current interest rate is 4.75%.
Okay, so it's still very, very good mm-hmm. to buy a home. Very, yeah. very good. That's still, I mean, that's low.
Right. Now, of course, interest rates depend on credit, and that depends on the lender. So one of the things that I generally don't like to do really is to give interest rates, because sometimes when you give interest rates to people, they assume that if they go to the creditor, that's the interest rate that they'll get.
And it changes daily, doesn't it?
It changes yeah. daily, and it's going to change for each individual depending on your credit worthiness.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
So it could be higher, you know, it just depends.
Right. So going back to your getting pre-approved is the first component in looking for a home.
Right. You really need to be pre-approved, and that way you know exactly how much home you can afford.
Well, David, I mean, we could sit here talk all day about real estate. I love real estate. But for the people that are out there listening right now and they may want to call you and get some more information on some of the properties that you currently have listed, what would be the best way to get a hold of you? Give them your information.
The best way to get a hold of me would be to give me a call, and you could reach me at 678-462-4203. Again, that's 678-462-4203. You could also visit my website at http://davidscott@metrobrokers.com.
Well, thanks so much, David, again, for coming on in. And again, you are listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin with CBS and Chris Horn from VocalLogic. And our next guest is Elaine Bylos, Unforgettable Voyage Cruise Planners American Express. Why do you have that American Express at the end? I'm curious.
Cruise Planners is actually a franchise. So I'm part of a franchise, and they are teamed up with American Express. It gives us huge buying power.
It's a good company to be affiliated with.
Yes.
Wonderful. So how long have you been doing travel and cruise planning?
Well, I've been in this business for 3 years. Absolutely love it.
Oh, I love cruises. I tell you, me, my husband, and my son went on a family vacation last July. I believe it was last July. And we went to Alaska.
Awesome.
And we did the Alaskan cruise. We flew up to Seattle and then took the cruise ship from Seattle and went in the entire Inner Passage. Unbelievable. And, you know, I mean, you just get so much bang for your buck.
Yes.
But, you know, cruising versus, I mean, we would never be able to fly out there, stay, you know, in hotels, all food included. Tell the people out there, you know, some of the value of cruising versus doing things a la carte.
Yeah, I actually do book a lot of land cruises, you know, land as well as cruises. So, but cruises have a certain value, especially for families, multi-generational. It's not for everybody, although millions of Americans cruise every year. So it does give you all your entertainment, you know, nighttime stuff, sports for the kids. And Royal Caribbean actually I really feel like they're leaders in the industry, not in the luxury, but in the, you know, the medium for families, because they have teamed up with Autism at Sea. So they actually have programs where if you have a child or children who, you know, have autism problems, they have special staff, they have toys that the children need special feel, and they have movies where the sound is at a special level for those kids.
Oh, wow.
And you can choose the menu for them so that you keep them at whatever level they need to be. So it is absolutely fabulous. I don't think cruising is necessarily a cheap vacation like it used to be. It used to be really inexpensive. And it's not necessarily because the ships are very sophisticated today.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But there's value and there are always specials. Always, always, always. That's how they roll.
So, I'm sorry, Chris, go ahead.
Sure. Chris wants to go on vacation. Come on,
yeah,
Chris.
Yeah, no, like chomping
at
the bed
from
over here.
You. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was curious because I've never actually used a travel agent before. You know, when we plan out a vacation where we go to some place and we just kind of wing it, really.
Yes.
So what if I were to call you and say, how does the interaction work? Do I just tell you what I want to do? Do I sell you where I want to go? And you, how does that?
Well, I qualify you to see what it is you like to do, because obviously this is my game. So we do a lot of training as travel agents. I don't think there are obviously different levels, but I don't think people realize how much goes into it. You put a lot of time and effort into research, planning, etc. So you have to, first of all, your travel agent should be passionate. If they're not, move on.
Okay.
There are deals and no deals. We're all actually getting the same price. So I actually use the Expedia booking engine. People don't know that. Mm-hmm. And I think if people knew that they don't pay a service fee for travel agents, there are some instances where you would, like when I'm doing a land package, I would maybe say there's a service fee, but generally not. We get paid by the hotels, by the cruise line. So why wouldn't you use, you know, a travel agent? Because it's like having your own free concierge service.
Right.
So when you call me, I like to learn a little bit more about you, what it is you want, and make recommendations. If you're asking for something specific, I'll tell you whether I believe it's the right thing. If that's what you want to do ultimately, that's what we'll do. But I think the value is in that I have the experience with the different lines and would be able to guide you.
Like how far out should I plan something? Like, does it really matter?
It, you know what, it does matter. I think if you, the further out you plan, the better, because very often if specials come along after you've booked, I'll be able to put you into them or to make sure that you get. So book for the further out, the better, I think.
Okay.
Also, too, sometimes you won't be able to get on the ship.
Yeah, especially, you know, during like Christmas and things.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving.
Summertime for
packed,
sure.
Packed.
You know, with the children. I know I had booked at the last minute 1 year on a cruise, and they didn't have enough space for us, so we couldn't go.
It's a pretty big ship, too. I mean, they really packed it.
Yeah.
Wow. So what's good for 2015? Like, what are people doing today?
There's a lot of people doing Mediterranean cruising as multi-generational. So that's a wonderful way.
I want to do that.
To show children Europe. So that's big. Alaska's always, 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 those cruises are always packed. Mm-hmm. And then obviously Caribbean and things are just for your easy shoot out of town.
So down and dirty, in and out.
Down and dirty. Exactly. Exactly.
Tell me about group travel. This is a concept that I'm fairly new to. What are the benefits to doing that versus not?
Well, group travel, I tell you, is absolutely fantastic. First of all, you benefit from slightly lower pricing. Mm-hmm. And then whoever decides, for instance, if you say to me, I want to take my church group, or I've got a bunch of buddies and we all want to travel together, the perks that come with that would go to you. So often there would be a free hotel room, or the entire trip you'd get free, or free. You know, it varies by the trips. I don't want to promise you anything because I know he's going to call me after this.
I know I will.
I just know, yeah.
I'm just curious.
I got two people. I want a free room.
I'm sitting here thinking, okay, what's the number on group? How many?
Well, groups is normally, for a cruise ship, you need 8 cabins. So it's 16 people, and then you're considered a group. And so that gives you amenities on board. It gives people, you know, onboard credits and free cocktail party perhaps. So there are benefits to traveling as a group, and you make friends, and it's just the most awesome vibe. I love it. I think even traveling to Europe on a coach, the coach tours are not like they used to be. It's now Wi-Fi and huge seats and aircon, and you spend less than half the time on the coach because they're doing a lot of experiential stuff and cooking classes when you stop. And it's just really, really awesome.
And everybody doesn't have to be together all the time.
No.
That's a great thing.
No.
You know, somebody could be in the gym, probably not, but somebody could probably be more at the restaurant, I would say, right? Somebody could be, you know, doing at the pool. Somebody could be in the casino.
Yes.
So, you know, the great thing about being in a group is you're there, but you're not really glued to one another the whole time, which is a great, you know, which is wonderful, especially when it comes to, you know,
family.
I didn't say
I know. I thought I'll just get you off the hook there.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin with CBS and Chris Horn with VocalLogic. And we are speaking to Elaine Bylos from Unforgettable Voyage, owner and operator of Cruise Planners American Express. So I know there's this facade out there, Elaine, you know, that cruises is only for, you know, baby boomers, you know, 60 plus. But that's really not the case.
Not at all.
I know that there's, you know, there are cruises that do cater to, you know, the older generation, but there's also cruises that cater to millennials. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
You know, even the cruises that used to cater to the older or the boomer, baby boomers, have realized they're missing out on a huge portion of the market. So they have started introducing, for instance, in summer, you know, you get all the cruise lines have exceptional programs for the children, all age range. And they, so it's no longer Princess or Holland or for the oldies. And it really is, although it's still important to choose what ship you're on. They all offer different things. The different itineraries are better for children or not. So that's where I think a travel agent is probably valuable to say, well, that one, not so much. This one, maybe better.
Exactly. You streamline the entire process.
Yes, yes.
Sounds like a plan.
So there's been a lot of negative press about this norovirus. I'm assuming you hear a good bit of that when people are calling asking you about...
Yes, darling. Who do we thank for Fox News? Okay, so what people don't know, I think, is that the norovirus actually is the second most common illness to the common cold, to flu.
So it's not killing everyone?
It's not killing everybody, and it's not a cruise ship illness, which is what I think people think. So the reason you hear about it on the cruises is because regulation is that cruise lines have to report any gastro illnesses on board.
Interesting.
So they're reporting it, and hotels and resorts don't have that same regulation. So they're probably having the same problem, but they aren't required to report it, but the cruise lines are. So it looks like a cruise line illness, but no.
I see.
Book that cruise.
Right. So they just kind of take that and go, oh, see? And
yeah, then... unfortunately, it's just blown way out of proportion.
I see. Generally with the flashing breaking news, you know, animations.
Yes,
where,
yes. And I think the same thing happened with the Ebola when I had, because I do a lot of land vacations. Mm-hmm. People didn't understand, because of the news, they didn't really understand that you're not going to get Ebola if you're downwind from West Africa type of thing. It does really just get blown out of proportion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of geared to scare you.
Yes.
I
mean,
so, Chris, you just had an anniversary come up, right? You just had a wedding anniversary come up?
Yes.
How many years?
Four.
4 years.
Oh, you had to think about that.
It took me a second.
You need me, darling. You had to think about that.
She just threw that at me.
Uh-huh. 4 years. Well, I think your fifth year, you need to take your wife somewhere romantic.
Yes.
What do you say, Elaine? So where are some romantic cruise destinations?
Well, I'd say the Mediterranean, definitely, but I wouldn't take on a cruise because you and 6,000 other passengers, not so much. Take her to Greece. It is the most awesome, beautiful destination.
Really?
And it's making a real comeback, and the dollar to the euro, it's a win. Yeah, I'd say Greece, definitely.
I've really never been in that direction at all, so I don't really know much.
He's never been farther than South Carolina.
Right. That's why I'm going to help you, darling. Phone me.
All right, that's good to know.
And send me pictures of you and your wife on a Greek island. I want to see those.
Elaine, we definitely will be in touch after
Thank
the show.
You.
You need to help me with my next vacation for sure. So tell everybody out there, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You may call me 770-265-7034 or just hop onto my website, unforgettablevoyage.com. And or text me. I'm easily available and always available if you need me.
Perfect.
One last thing.
Sure.
Do you have any funny stories? What's any funny things?
Well, I'm not going to talk about my clients because that's bad karma and all, you know. But I'm going to tell you some of the things we get is some of my associates had a client doing one of those escorted trips in Europe, and she wanted to know if she could take her crock pot with. And
really?
And then new cruisers will ask things like, do the staff stay on board at night? No. Captain drops them at the back of the ship and drags them. I mean,
Seriously?
So there are no stupid questions. I think you need to ask them, but there are some really funny ones. So yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you, Elaine, for joining us today.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Elaine.
Thank you.
Next in the studio, we have Vanda. You're going to have to help me. You know what? You said earlier, Tess said the exact same thing. It's the X that's throwing me off.
Because it's a shh.
Ah, so, all right, let me try it.
Oh.
Teixeira?
There you
Teixeira.
Go. That's good.
All right. And your company is To Be a Woman.
It is.
All right. And you are the founder of this company.
I'm the creator. It started as a book.
Okay.
So
tell me a little bit about it.
Okay. So first of all, thanks for the invitation.
Absolutely.
So To Be a Woman actually belongs to the incorporated company, which is Vanda Inc.
Okay.
My background is extremely creative.
Mm-hmm.
So the platform is a book that actually is unfolded to be a platform. To Be a Woman is a platform of true empowerment. It's an opportunity for women to experience and realize and discover who they really are, and for women to unveil the opportunity to individually go through that self-discovery journey and to empower and guide these women initiatives so we as women can truly empower ourselves and the men in our world.
What is feel the heat coming here towards me. What's a good age group to start to reading your books, and what is
the age that you feel that you are ready to honor and celebrate who you are?
I have to ask, you have a beautiful accent. What origin is that?
It's a combination of South African and Portuguese.
Oh, wow. I've got a little South African guest with us today.
I know. And she's my friend.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't know that. We're all one big happy family here at Business Leaders of Today.
Very much so.
Wonderful.
All right. Real quick. Back to what you just said.
Yes.
Can you repeat it?
He loves the accent.
No, I want to hear it again. I know what she said. I want to hear it again because at what point would women want to start reading this? Like,
at the point that they feel that they are ready to honor and celebrate who they are.
Right. To honor and celebrate who they are. I mean, I'm curious.
Yes.
I mean, maybe this is because
that's good.
Because I'm male. Okay. Maybe
absolutely.
I didn't go, I'm ready to honor and celebrate myself. So I don't know what that means.
You know what? That is exactly your truth. That is so I wrote the book to actually celebrate women. It was written in the month of August to celebrate women. And for that specific reason, people not knowing what that actually meant and what honor meant. What do you mean honor? A program has been birthed, which is a program that is a true empowerment program. And we're very excited because the program guides people to understand these 31 essences of who women are and who men actually want them to be, so that they can understand more of who they are, so that they can be that and express themselves without thinking that they need to be anything else but themselves.
Now, tell me a little bit about your background and how you got to come about the company.
So the company is exactly who I am.
Okay.
It's a true extension and expression of myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I was born as an immigrant from Portuguese parents in South Africa, from entrepreneurial parents. So I thought it, I was it, and I created it. Had the perfect mom, had the perfect dad. Not in perfection, but with the opportunity to realize that I had to go do what I had to go do with what I had. A designer, a creator, a businesswoman. And today, To Be a Woman is a true expression of that.
Tell me about this 31 essences you were just talking about. Like, could you have like some highlights of, what? Awesome.
Okay, so 31 essences are just aspects and influences that we already have, but people don't understand it in its entirety. So, for example, it's like your essence to attunement is an essence.
Attunement?
Attunement is an essence. Okay. And so people say, what do you mean by that? So attunement is how we are connected every day to ourselves. Most people are not. Most people are connected to what other people are saying about them. Most people are connected to their mother. Most people are connected. I can see your face and you're going,
I get it.
I know. So, or for example, let me give you another one. The essence of beauty. In today's world, beauty is what mostly people are reflecting outside. How about that beauty within, when you're truly shining with joy and true reflection of forgiveness, and you shine like a star?
Now, do you consider yourself a life coach, a therapist? If somebody had to put a title on you, what would it be?
So I am a born intuitive kind of healer.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh. So a lot of people say, what is that? So I believe that we're all healers. It's to what degree you come with that. So I come in with intuitive, very strong intuitive guidance. I am a healer, and I teach others to awaken their intuition. Some people are far more comfortable calling me a coach.
Mm-hmm. When you say healer, mm-hmm. help me out there.
Yes.
Like, what kind of healing? Like, who's coming to see you? Like, what kind of healing do they need? What?
So it's an interesting word, because healer, I don't believe that anybody needs to be healed.
Oh. That's probably not good for business then, right?
I think it's great for business.
Oh, okay. It's not what you'd want to tell someone, right? Right? If they're coming for healing, you're like, no, you
absolutely
don't need.
Yeah, because it's exactly, that's the difference between who I am and what is being marketed out there.
Okay.
So if I can help you understand you better, then you will naturally heal what is blocking you from feeling great.
Okay.
People only feel that they need to be healed when there is a shadow or a block that blocks them from what they want.
So tell me a little bit more about your services. I know you said you have one session that is an intuitive session. Do you have, you know, certain kinds of different sessions that you offer?
I do.
Women?
I do.
Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Sure. I was actually trying to move away from that.
Okay.
I was trying to speak about my book.
Oh, that's fine. You can.
Okay. But so my book comes from understanding mm-hmm. that there is nothing. I can do a lot for you, but I can do a lot for you when you are ready to do a lot for you.
Okay.
So if you want to know my full background, so I counsel therapists. I guide intuitives. I work with alternative doctors. I work with neurosurgeons. I work with psychologists. I work with top CEO, COO, CFO. I work with the creme de la creme of your business world.
Wow.
These are the people that are looking for more about who they are as leaders within and awakening their true visionary image of themselves so that they can lead others to that place that they see themselves. So if you're asking me who I am, I am.
You are.
You are woman.
I am all woman, and I'm all about business.
I see.
I'm an internationally recognized businesswoman and spiritual activist.
So tell me a little bit about your empowerment program.
Okay, so my empowerment program was birthed from a book. And the book was written with an essence to celebrate women and men around the world.
Can I see the book for a moment?
Absolutely.
Beautiful cover.
Thank you. So the back of the book mm-hmm. actually says what it's all about. It's a soul series collection that helps raise the awareness of you as a woman and you as a man in mm-hmm. the world. The true empowerment program guides you and outlines all these questions you're asking me. See, what you're intrigued is who I am. Mm-hmm. And what I want to talk about is who you are.
I see. Uh-huh. But before people come to see you, they're going to want to know a little bit about you,
okay.
Right?
Absolutely. So who I am is a spiritual activist. I'm aligned with the principles of...
Unless we're doing a session right now.
Exactly.
It sounds like we are. Do I need to lay down?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Give us a little bit. I'm curious now, like your office. What kind of setting am I walking into if I was coming to see you?
You're walking into a beautiful studio.
Okay. Yeah, very kind of yoga, feng shui.
Kind of very just clear, beautiful. It feels
great. I got to
come
see you.
I know.
I have to come see you. Well, where are you at? Over in Johns Creek?
Yeah. No. Okay. I used to be in Johns Creek. Okay. Actually, you're asking me everything, which is so purposeful. Because everything that you're holding in this book started in Johns Creek.
Really?
Started in Duluth. Sometimes we run away from who we are and what we want to be. The book is a true reflection of that.
Wow, that's really, it's very interesting.
Deep.
And for people who want more information on you, who are looking into this program, who want to learn more about your 31, right? 31?
31 Essences.
31 Essences. How can they get a hold of you? Like, are you on Facebook? What's your...
I'm on all of it. So
of it.
We've got an incredible team that navigates and markets Vanda Inc. The umbrella that women want to go to is tobeawoman.co,
okay.
Not .com. And you can find me on the Facebook of, you know, vandainc.com. Or you can text me 404-408-6905. But to be a woman is the place where you just want to go in and see if you're ready. Because the program is beautiful. It got actually invited to the United Nations.
Wow.
And we got noted as a standout program.
And can people buy your book online?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. If you go to Shop with Vanda, if you go to shopwithvanda.com, you're able to go look at, there's a signature book.
Mm-hmm.
And the signature book is truly what the platform's all about. It's to be a woman, to be a man. To be a mother, to be a bride, to be you. And then you're able to also get the small essence book, which is the 31 Essences. And you'll also see what we're unveiling and starting in September, which is our True Empowerment Program, which is To Be a Woman.
And that's on your website as well?
And that's on the website as well, yes.
Awesome, great. Well, thank you very much for joining us today.
Awesome.
And I wanted to thank Elaine for coming in today as well with Unforgettable Voyage, and as well as David Scott with Better Homes and Gardens, Real Estate Metro Brokers. If you've missed any part of this show or would like to be a guest on Business Leaders of Today, please contact us. You can get us on our website at businessleaders.businessradiox.com. My name is Chris Horn, and with me is Tess Turin from CBS Local. Thank you, and have a great weekend.